And when Mario Savio said, quote, "Unless we're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all," unquote. This makes no sense. When the machine exists specifically to create our unfreedom. So his words, though powerfully spoken, revealed again the lack of clear definitions and the need for our discussions so that we the people can come to some decisions on this matter called our future and this matter called our humanness. This is never discussed, that we have allowed the statesmen, the tiny, 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 minuscule few, the 0.0001% to define our humanness. As they tell us ad infinitum, there is scarcity. There's not enough for all. Let us manage scarce resources for you. Nonsense. BS. And then we have these official spokespersons who claim to speak for us, who reinforce those hollow terms. And because they do, we use their language because that's been legitimated as the only legitimate discourse. Because the official voices reinforce the hollow terms, we adopt their use before thinking them through. It's time to think them through. Language is how we claim the world, we said. And by this, we don't mean inventing jargon, fencing off a piece of class non-reality and creating terms for crawling around in that freak show, but rather seeing the whole world with fresh eyes and attempting to describe it, that fresh way of seeing. This relates to strategy, a recurring theme as we find the right path to freedom. We've argued that to find it, we must see it is the opposite of powers. And so we need a language also so conceived. Powers language is one we're all taught early. It's called justification for submission to authority or the necessity of rule. And its key premises are violence and division. You see that unleashed all around us today in order to create a supposed need for them. And an underlying key premise is the calcified belief in the inevitability of scarcity. Despite the earth's persistent song that this is wrong. So the language of the system is dishonest, has falseness seething at its rotting core. And though everywhere we see it's crumbling, we're clinging yet to the disintegration for lack of adequate language to clear away debris and plant new seeds. We have to start with language. For language is how we claim the world.